Campaigning for the 2026 municipal election is in full swing in Peterborough. Two of the five uncertified candidates for mayor held campaign launches this week, with many candidates for both the mayor and council positions teed up to follow. Mayoral hopeful Rebecca Shillamet was the first to begin campaigning, with a 10 a.m. launch on May the 4th at Market Hall. CFFF could not attend Shillamet's campaign launch on account of a scheduling conflict with the Monday morning mayoral nominations, though Shillamet's campaign team were able to provide a recording of her speech from the event. Here's a snippet of what she had to say.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here. Like many of you, I've looked at our city over the past 5 years, and I continue to ask myself a simple but important question. How can we make Peterborough even better? I believe we can be better with communication and collaboration. And that belief is why I'm proud to announce that I'm running for the next mayor of Peterborough. I want to build a future for my children, our youth, and the generations to come in our community. I want to restore affordability and respect throughout our community, especially in council chambers. I want to build a Peterborough for everyone. I've been in Peterborough since 2006 when I attended Trent University. So who else here attended Trent? I was like, Ben, you need to wave. Peterborough was a great city to attend post-secondary because of the amazing downtown vibrancy, endless options for entertainment, and affordable rent. While in university, a friend and I were able to rent a two-bedroom apartment with parking for $850 a month. Less than 20 years later, my 20-year-old niece cannot afford any rent and is unable to move out of a family member's basement. I want to change that. I want a better Peterborough. I want a city that has opportunities for our children, from jobs and housing to sports and the arts. I want a city that is safe and affordable to build a life in. I want a city that is thriving for everyone. I will collaborate to create attainable housing opportunities for everyone in our community. I will reduce the regulatory burdens to support businesses and encourage growth. I will make decisions with future generations in mind and improve affordability for everyone in our community. Peterborough has everything to be a thriving community. I want to contribute to build our cultural organizations, sports teams, and protect nature for everyone, including future generations. My ideal Peterborough is a thriving community that has something for everyone. Housing, employment, entertainment, healthcare, safety, and a sense of community and belonging. I'm running for mayor because I want more opportunities for my children and future generations to build a life in Peterborough. I'm asking for your vote in October so that we can build a better Peterborough together for everyone. Thank you.
CFFF was able to attend Councillor Keith Riel's mayoral campaign launch on Wednesday, May the 6th at the Nichols Oval Rugby Club. Here's what Riel had to say to reporters after his speech.
You know, really, I'm grateful to people that came out tonight. Certainly there's some old friends here that I haven't seen for a while, but old friends that I've known for years, but also some new people that come out and said they wanted to be part of the Keith Riel campaign. So I think it's heartwarming for me to see these people coming out and coming up and saying, you know, thank you very much for running for mayor, but also say we're willing to support you and we're willing to work on your campaign. I think it's not just that I was born and raised here, but one of the reasons I ran for council because I love my city and I want it to really prosper. I was lucky enough to go to school here, get a job here, get married, buy a home, raise a couple of kids, retire. I want that for everybody. And certainly I don't think that opportunity is there, but I hope to bring that back. And certainly so that young people want to stay here, they get their education here, they don't have the opportunities. Well, I want to change all that and give them the opportunity to stay here and raise their family. People that I'm talking to or people that I know are telling me the taxes are too high. And that's one of the things I hope to do is get some levity here about what actually is a sound tax base and what people can afford. And I've listened to them for a number of terms now that you're taxing me out of my home. And certainly when you start seeing the number of the people that have fallen into homelessness, these are people that actually had homes or places to live. That number is staggering. I mean, one-eighth of our population here is either on ODSP or Ontario Works.
Are you saying that you're going to look at cuts to, like, last year it was social services, it was the arts? How do you approach that?
Well, again, I'm going to make this reference. We have not had a retreat since I've been on council. We need to have a retreat. And what I'm saying by that, historically, half of the council is brand new. So we need to get together, introduce ourselves, and get to know each other. But then prioritize what they said at the door or what they heard at the door. And when you put that on a whiteboard and you put 11 names across, including myself, and you go down and there's a laundry list on that whiteboard, you're going to see three or four things that are priorities. That's your priorities for the next 4 years. Then you turn to the finance people and said, what's it going to cost us to do that? So there are things that are going to be fall by the wayside, but we have to set the priorities. This throwing a dart at a dartboard is not working. So I have a business mind. We have to try and run this as a business. And certainly, some of the things that you mentioned, I think we have to look at it, like supporting the arts. That's a big deal for me. I think it's an economic driver, and they've made a good case that it can be an economic driver. One of the big things with the city, we brought economic development in. That's supposed to be a driver for the city. So we need to get on that.
You've been really outspoken about homelessness and the homelessness problem that Peterborough currently has. How do you plan to improve these conditions and allow homeless people?
Well, one of the really sad things that happened in the last budget is that Councillor Burke and myself made a motion forward to have a winter response. So here, when the inclement weather at 30 or 40 below, the city is running around trying to have an emergency shelter. That's not going to happen under my watch. We're going to be prepared for that kind of thing when we need it. They were trying to scramble to get people to run thing. They were trying to find a place to run it. Well, that's not going to happen. We're taking people, we could cost people's lives. So that will be a priority for me. Yeah, there's a dollar figure with it, but what is the cost of a human life?
A number of council hopefuls were in attendance at Riel's campaign launch. Among them were Autonomy Ward candidate Chris Potter, Gavin Muir, who is running in Northcrest Ward, and Town Ward hopeful Jessica Coolmorgan-Hill. Potter and Muir neglected to formally endorse Riel when questioned by CFFF. Riel's council colleague Dave Hakey was also at the launch. Hakey is currently a councillor for Northcrest Ward, though he has yet to file nomination papers for re-election. Also in attendance was Diane Terrien-Hale, who was mayor of the city of Peterborough from 2018 to 2022. CFFF spoke to Terrien-Hale to get her insights, as a former politician and winner of this electoral race, as to what makes the difference on the campaign trail.
It's going to be an interesting campaign. Like, I expect that we'll probably, when nomination period is over, there's probably going to be 7 or 8 people running for mayor. So just sort of waiting to see. It's going to be a crowded field. And I think that, getting out early is always important. That's what I did when I was running for council. And, again, when I ran, I didn't have quite the same profile. I'd only been on council for 4 years. And when I ran for council, I'd only been in Peterborough for 4 years. So the whole point to get out early was to get knocking doors and meeting people, because people kept telling me, like, nobody knows who you are, or you're never going to win. And I said, well, I better go introduce myself. So yeah, you're going to see a lot of people coming out strong with these campaign events. They need to raise money, they need to harness volunteers and all of that, and it's a good time to do it because it's coming up quickly. So
this Friday, May the 8th, marks the first full week on the campaign trail. Municipal nominations will remain open until August 21st, 2 months ahead of the October 26th election day. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.